This is Akashwani, the news, read by Ashok Ojha. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of multiple developmental projects in Delhi, worth over 12,200 crore rupees today. A 13-kilometer stretch of the Delhi-Ghaziabad-Meerut-Namo-Bharat corridor between Saibabad and New Ashok Nagar, worth around 4,600 crore rupees, will also be inaugurated by the Prime Minister. Mr. Modi will also inaugurate a 2.8-kilometer stretch between Janakpuri and Krishna Park of Delhi Metro Phase 4, worth around 1,200 crore rupees. The areas of West Delhi, such as Krishna Park, parts of Vikaspuri, Janakpuri and others, will benefit from this new route. Besides, PM Modi will lay the foundation stone of the 26.5-kilometer Ritala-Kundli section of Delhi Metro Phase 4, worth around 6,230 crore rupees. Indian Railways will operate 13,000 trains during Maha Kumbh Mela 2025 to cater to the massive influx of pilgrims. These include 10,000 regular trains and 3,000 special trains. These trains will be run over 50 days, including 2 to 3 additional days before and after the event. Maha Kumbh Mela in Prayagraj is expected to draw a massive crowd of around 40 crore people, posing a significant challenge for crowd management. Union Health Ministry said it is keeping a close watch over the spread of HMP virus in China during the past few weeks. The ministry said the number of laboratories testing for HMPV will be enhanced by the ICMR and assured it will monitor trends of HMPV for the entire year. Over the recent development, the ministry convened a joint monitoring group meeting under the chairmanship of the Director General of Health Services in New Delhi. Dr. Atul Goyal, Director General of Health Services, reassured the public that there is nothing to be alarmed about the present situation, urging people to take general precautions. In Chhattisgarh, at least 4 Maoists were killed in an encounter with security forces today. A security personnel also became a martyr in the encounter. The security forces have recovered the bodies of the killed Maoists. A large number of arms and ammunition, including AK-47 and self-loading rifle, were also recovered from the spot. Exchange of fire and search operation is still going on in the area. The government has said that the draft Digital Personal Data Protection Rules aim to safeguard citizens' rights for the protection of their personal data. These rules seek to operationalize the Digital Personal Data Protection Act 2023 in line with India's commitment to create a robust framework for protecting digital personal data. It also address specific challenges like unauthorized commercial use of data, digital harms, and personal data breaches. The Centre earlier released the draft of Digital Personal Data Protection Rules 2025. Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw shared the draft rules for consultation and sought people's views. The comments on the draft rules can be submitted by 18th of February through the MyGov portal. U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan will arrive in New Delhi today in a 2-day visit to India to hold talks with National Security Advisor Ajit Doval. The two leaders are expected to discuss a wide range of issues, including space, defense, and strategic technology cooperation, to shared security priorities in the Indo-Pacific and beyond. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast light to moderate rainfall and snowfall over Jammu Kashmir, Ladakh, and Himachal Pradesh today. It has also predicted isolated rainfall accompanied with thunderstorms over Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh and northwest Uttar Pradesh in the coming 2 days. In Test cricket, Australia defeated India by 6 wickets in the 5th and final Test match in Sydney and clinched the Border Gavaskar Trophy 3-1. Australia successfully chased down the target of 162 runs on day 3 today. Travis Head with 34 runs and the debutant Beau Webster with 39 runs remained unbeaten. And that is the end of this news bulletin.